department. We're looking at a blustery Wednesday with an afternoon high of 78, and then with storms possible early Thursday, marginal risk for hail. We're looking at sunshine and 90. Forecast details with Doug Myers and the TV 13 weather team are coming up. It's a busy weekend going to be taking place here in Americus, and we'll be doing Project Playscape here with organizer Brittany Heinrichs as we talk about not only the upcoming Easter egg hunt, but a long-awaited project coming to an end for Project Playscape here this morning.
Brittany, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
How are things going up in Americus today?
Well, it's starting to get busy again.
Understood. Well, we got two big things to talk about, and I wanted to start with the splash pad because it sounds like groundbreaking is at hand.
Yes, we are looking at the 1st of May for our groundbreaking, and they have given us a tentative complete date of the first week in June. That does include a little bit of time in case we had some weather delays, but, I mean, this splash pad's coming, so we will be seeing it here in June for all the kids to play in.
Wow, that's quick to get that constructed, isn't it? Man, that's good. So fundraising obviously has went well.
Yes, we've been very blessed, and we thank all of those that have continued to support Project Playscape through Match Day and giving donations and grants for the splash pad. So pretty amazing. And, you know, we sent out our recent we posted our recent newsletter out there, and, you know, it's congratulations to the community and to all of those.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah, that's big. That is huge. It sounds like you went through a lot of pasta this past weekend, too.
Oh, we did. It was pretty busy. We got to participate at the Flint Hills gravel ride, and we had a spaghetti fundraiser, and we had a lot of families to feed, and we kept running out of some of that food, and we were really grateful. We had some volunteers running back home to make pasta and bringing it back, so we did really well. It was about $1,600 that was brought in, and that's pretty amazing. So we thank all of those, the families that the Flint Hills gravel ride, and then all of the families that continue to support us in the community that showed up. So
Speaking of that, does that money roll into the splash pad then, or do you have other other designated areas here for that particular funding?
So right now, some of the fundraising that we're doing is going towards, we have the basketball courts, and then we have we've kind of kick-started some other little programs starting, or little activities starting, and then we are also working on, we got a grant for some shade and seating, and so this is towards a match for that. So.
Understood.
Well, to get this groundbreaking and, you know, the Project Playscape splash pad done, that's significant because splash pads, they aren't cheap. How much money was raised to fulfill this idea?
It was about $215,000-ish. So.
Gotcha.
Yikes.
What type of features do you have that are going to be installed here the next, really, what, 6 weeks now?
Yeah, so we have a small bucket, and we have different spritzers. We have a little water gun, a walk-through. It kind of looks like a sprinkler that comes down. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of little ones in there, too. So pictures of it is out there on Project Playscape's Facebook page as well.
So. Sweet. So where exactly will this be located?
It will be located at the Americus Jones City Park. If anybody's familiar with where we used to have a volleyball net set up, that's where it's going to go. There's like a little area out by the bathrooms that's open, and so that's where the splash pad's going to go.
Those are very popular, and for good reason. They're a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
Family, yes, indeed. So let's see, Easter egg hunt coming up?
Yes, so we have an Easter egg hunt this Saturday. It starts at 11, so we ask people to show up around 10:45. Everybody can meet at the basketball courts, and then we'll break people out into age groups. The horn will go at 11, so just make sure that you've got a little extra time to get there a little early. And there'll be four sections between ages of 0 and 12.
Outstanding. Who are your partners here in order to help with this particular effort here? Because I know you probably got to line up candy and all the volunteers and stuff like that to make something like this go.
Yeah, so we want to say thank you to the Americus Fire Department, City of Americus, Leffler Farms, And then I couldn't have done this without our veteran Easter egg hunt individuals, Sam and Kayla Burton. So they've been helping me get this all organized because they used to do this in the past. And so, yeah, it's been fun. We got to go shopping for all the stuff, and we are ready for all the kids on Saturday.
Sounds good. All right, Brittany, anything else that you wanted to bring up either about the splash pad or the Easter egg hunt today?
Nope, and I will be visiting again with you guys because we do have a we have started planning for a summer tour in throughout our community. So we're going to have a summer event once a month this summer, starting May, going to August, and we've got some partners in that as well.
We're looking forward to it, Brittany. Thanks.
Thanks, Brittany.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Good to talk to you.
Thanks.
Brittany Heinrichs joining us again with Project Playscape, the Easter egg hunt taking place late Saturday morning, and then again, groundbreaking.